by listening to the questions today and by reflecting on my own thinking about drugs, I have a feeling we all were a bit put off when we're asked to fabricate perceptions, because we all kind of imagine we're looking for some form of like pure of state, pure
right.
consciousness state, and we're kind of unconsciously or subconsciously looking for eternal existence in a way. So I was wondering, have you seen that happening in Asia as well? Do you think it could be influenced by like the New Age movement or even the Christian background? Because I feel those views are really deeply ingrained. And then when we're asked, you know, you can fabricate perception, you can use it as a vehicle to develop this passion, we're a bit confused. We're like, oh, but I thought it was about letting go of things and being still. And so.
Yeah. No, I think it's pretty universal. This might be a slightly shades of confusion, but generally that sense of assumption that, you know, we have to you know, maybe free the mind from all its. It's think, like we shouldn't be using thought. Mind should be still and clear. But, you know, it's we have to learn how to use the different faculties of the mind in its different ways, or to be reflecting on them, seeing their function, their place, and then learning how to apply them so that they're a benefit to us. Otherwise, we end up, you know, pushing this down. It's like whack-a-mole. You push that one down, and it pops up over there, over there, and then it pops up over there. So that is learning how to use the use these, especially perception. Then you can seed the mind in a skillful way, so that it's supportive for our practice, and we learn how to encourage ourselves. And sometimes the encouragement is ways of letting go. Sometimes it's ways of lifting things up in the mind.